what is the effect from the chanting on the mind, whatever it might be. And again tonight we'll do a simple body scan at the heart of this understanding of karma is understanding what is skillful and what is unskillful. And an easy way from a Buddhist perspective to remember this is by understanding the three wholesome roots of non-greed, non-aversion, non-delusion, or to put it into positive light, the quality of generosity and contentedness, the quality of kindness and compassion, and the quality of clarity, seeing things as they are, non-delusion. So as we do the body scan in a way that's skillful, keep coming back to these three wholesome roots so that the entire meditative process is coming out of these three wholesome roots of non-greed, non-aversion, and non-delusion. So beginning by opening clearly to the sensations at the top of the head, a very generous, loving, open awareness of the head now, as it is. Realizing a contentedness with the sensations, however they might be now. A real interest, a willing to be close. The ears, the forehead, back of the head, the entire circumference of their head is being invited to release. And all the muscles in the face, caring about any tension that's felt here, in the eyes, the skin of the face and the jaw, the brow, the nose, the entire mouth, lips and tongue. So in this very simple, direct way, practicing being skillful as we relate, as we open to the sensations in the face and head, and noticing the wholesome effects of being generous with the awareness, being kind and patient, and seeing things as they are, non-delusion, not needing to invest in any spin, any expectation of how we want the head, the face to be, but just letting it be. An opening to both shoulders from the sides of the neck, sinking down into the shoulders and then down into the shoulder joints, down both arms, both hands. And we take the time relating in a generous way, a loving way, the clear, wholehearted way to the arms and shoulders, hands as well. Just noticing the skillfulness of relating in this way, setting in motion good causes for contentedness and other wholesome, happy, pleasant states of mind and body in the most simple way. In the most simple way, we're transforming the experience from one that is hard to bear to an experience that's easier and easier to bear. Simply by cultivating these three wholesome roots. So we'll take some time, we'll feel the entire torso, front and back, and of course any sensations inside the body. So if you like, you can begin at the upper chest, upper back. Just slowly let the awareness open. Again, in a generous way, we open to the entire torso. Collarbones, upper chest, upper back. Feeling the entire structure of the rib cage and the movement, of course. Any movement in the organs, in the heart and lungs, diaphragm. Feeling the solar plexus and then down into the abdomen, into the lower back, kidneys. And be interested if and when the mind gets distracted. And then when you notice that the mind has gotten distracted or has become irritated with the body scan, notice how the conscience responds, seeing that the mind has been distracted or has become reactive in some way. Notice any subtle quality of concern or regret for having deviated from the practice. Or perhaps that regret becomes neurotic and the mind is judgmental or there's some self-hatred or some despair, I can't do this, I'm no good. And be willing to begin again and again. Generously opening to the torso with kindness, with compassion, with real wholehearted interest, clear seeing. Down into the pelvis, from the lower abdomen, from the lower back into the buttocks, the structure of the pelvis, sits bones and the floor of the pelvis, the anus, the groin, taking it all in. The sense that the heart, the mind is wise enough, big enough to contain, to open to anything, just as it is. The great space of awareness, the great space of the heart that knows it's like this. The pelvis is like this. And of course, what's ever in the way of this wholehearted, generous awareness, then simply notice that and notice if it triggers anything in the conscience, any wholesome regret or wholesome concern. Basically recognizing a self-correcting mechanism, a form of wisdom that keeps drawing the mind back in the direction of being generous and kind, fully engaged and interested, clear, as we begin to open to both legs and both feet, of course all the obvious touch points, feeling both legs as they actually are. Perhaps even noticing happiness in being engaged, connected in this way. A real joy that can arise in being present in a loving way. Happy to be intimate and present with the legs and feet, the toes. And then just begin again. If you'd like to start again at the top of the head when you're ready. And as we just did, you can just move down through the body. There's no particular right or wrong way to do it, as long as you're thorough. And remember, we're using this particular training, this particular technique, to learn about these three wholesome roots. The generosity, the kindness, the clarity, and to notice the wholesome fruits that arise from engaging the body in this way. Wholesome fruits like calmness and contentedness and inner joy, sense of wholeness, belonging, belonging in the body, with the body. So we'll continue for a while in silence as you go through the body on your own. Just keep doing the body scan over and over. You can go through the body very slowly or more quickly. It's really up to you. And remember to be on the lookout for the unwholesome roots any greediness in the awareness, any aversion, any delusion, distraction, denial. Is it actually possible, through the cultivation of the wholesome roots, acting, being present out of these wholesome roots, is it possible to set in motion happiness, a very simple, basic, direct experience of happiness, cause and effect? You know, for a few minutes, you can not formally attempt to scan through the body, but instead hold the whole body in awareness, sitting, aware of the body sitting. And in a sense, we'll meditate now for another minute or two on the three wholesome roots themselves. So here, sitting, aware of the body, and aware of the generosity, the contentedness of this presence with the body. So in a sense, the mind isn't trying to get anything from the experience. It's not greedy. In a way, it's already full, not needing anything. So it can be generous in its awareness. Non-averse, the awareness is kind and caring, gentle, forgiving. And this basic respect of wisdom, non-delusion. The mind isn't forgetting that it's like this now, not in denial, not distracted. Everything is included. Abiding in the immediate wholesomeness, the wholesome pleasantness of these three wholesome roots. And of course also setting in motion wholesome results down the road. And of course, appropriately notice when you neglect the practice, notice how the mind regrets that. And even as we're present with the body in a wholesome way, you might even notice a certain concern, a vigilance, the mind making sure that it doesn't lose this wholesome way of being with the body. Wholesome concern and wholesome regret protect the mind. And perhaps to get a clearer sense of the force of wholesome regret and wholesome concern, you can bring to mind something that you know isn't right to think about. Maybe something you lust after, or somebody you're really angry with, and you know it isn't good, isn't helpful to proliferate in this way. And you might notice that force in the mind that recognizes you don't need to do this, or you don't want to do this. This isn't good to do. Even something as simple as the mind getting involved in politics for a few moments as a distraction. And then that wisdom rises up and feels regret or feels some concern. Why are you doing this? Do you need to do this? Do you really want to do this? Come back to the body. This force is impersonal, but it's very protective. To some degree, the mind knows what's safe and intuits what's not safe in terms of its activity. Normally, we call this conscience, one's conscience. So, for the last few seconds, just appreciating this force in the mind. To whatever degree, it understands what's skillful and what's unskillful at times. And in so doing, it protects the mind.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.